Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hello, lefties. Welcome, longtime listeners. Also welcome to people who may have just discovered us because you Googled the funniest podcast ever and we came up. And it's not true. We're interesting. We're pretty good. Sometimes our pieces aren't necessarily laugh out loud hilarious, but you can tell a lot of care went into them, right? Just between you and me, I think we've kind of been depressed or something and our sketches have become a little less silly. But that doesn't mean we don't enjoy making the show. We love the show and each other. But it is good to hear from fans once in a while. As long as we know people are out there listening, we're happy to make more stuff. You can tell us you're listening by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. That's the big one. So yeah, please go over there and review it because, like, even if you don't use Apple Podcasts, like, I'm not going to tell anyone. Just, you know, do it. Oh, and you can also tell other people about our show, and then maybe they can enjoy a fun treat just like you're about to. For anyone interested in more content, scooch on over to patreon.com/lefthandedradio and give us a follow or join up. And thank you, thank you, thank you to our current, past, and future Patreon supporters. You guys rock. And I can say that because I'm cool, but also 75 years old. Rock on.
Oh, can I butt in here, actually? I really appreciate what you're doing here. It's really nice that you're doing this intro. I just wanted to say thank you to our latest Patreon patron, Sam. Sam sent us a very nice message, and so it was really great to hear from them. And so thank you, Sam, for joining the Patreon, which is at patreon.com/lefthandedradio, by the way. And thank you to everybody who's ever supported us throughout time and space.
Space. That's a great segue into the episode.
It sure is.
You nerd.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The universe is full of stuff and messes that I have to clean up for some reason.
Captain, a war cruiser is approaching the anomaly.
Right, cool. I'll handle it. Thank you, Computer Cube.
My preferred designation is the Compube.
Got it. On screen. Greetings. This is a conglomerate ship. We have contacted you to make you aware of the space wave that is approaching your vessel. Please, if you need assistance, we are more than willing to use our tractor loop to dig you out of the space wave as necessary. Do you comprehend what it is that I am saying?
Yeah, I comprehend. We're good. Thanks a lot. You're actually the 17th conglomerate ship that I've dealt with in the past five year cycles, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm just gonna let this one take me, all right?
I don't think you understand. The space wave is lethal to humanoid beings. And if you do not change course or allow us to assist you, you will literally be melted into goo. And then, following the space wave, there is also a big monster who likes to eat space goo. So, if we don't get you out of the space wave,
ma'am,
you will melt, and then you will be eaten by the space goo monster.
Not to interrupt, but my home planet of Dyson 6 exploded in a big mess of plasma magma. I got repopulated on a new Class 5 planet that got eaten by its binary star system, so I got rescued from that. I spent about 5 years on a generation ship.
Class 5 planet, that's a nice planet, or?
Yes, I guess I should tell you, that's what we describe it as, a nice planet. 5 out of 5.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was. But,
I'm sorry about your original planet.
Oh, yeah, and the second planet. And you know what? Even the third planet, that one looked like a regular Class 5 planet. And then it turned into a big old mud pile overnight as soon as we got there. I guess
It might have been a space wave. The kind of wave Why are you making fun of my voice? Is it silly
because
to
I've
you?
Had it. No, I've had it, lady. I'm from an alien race who's had it.
Well, I've had it with alien races that do not care for their own existence. So, you know what? I'm just going to turn this ship around and avoid the space wave for myself. Thank you very much and good night.
Are you trying to double reverse psychology me?
I'm triple reverse psychology, you brother. Is it working?
No, ma'am, I really, after the year I've had, I'm waiting for that monster to come and eat me up after I'm space goo. It sounds nice.
Captain, it appears Lieutenant Hemnes and our missing scouting shuttle are aboard the war cruiser.
Got it. Look, I'll be straight with you. Somehow, a member of my crew ended up in a shuttle that then your vessel absorbed. So I am on a rescue mission in more ways than one. Please, if you do not wish to save yourself, I do need to reacquire my crewmen.
Fine. But make it quick and then get out of here so you don't turn into space goo. I'm gonna probably just park this thing. We're not gonna go anywhere.
Well, not the most inspirational rescue mission, but I got what I wanted. I got my crewmen back.
Who are you talking to?
I'm doing my logs right now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up.
Captain's log. It was an okay day. 3 out of 5. No complaints.
Left-Handed Radio is an eclectic narrative podcast produced by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. Comedy love partners making content for fun. To learn more, go to lefthandedradio.com.